You're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak on this great Monday. So many things to cover over the weekend. A lot of high school action, of course, some college action, NFL. Not a real good day for you Bronco fans out there. Wow. Micah, sorry about that, but this is the one. This is one they should have gotten yesterday, and they just didn't get it done.
I noticed you said you Broncos fans.
I'm a Bronco fan as well.
I mean, it sounds like you've abandoned the
team.
Oh
no, no, never will abandon. But there's those years to where you go in, and I watched the entire game yesterday and the entire first half. I was thinking, if you don't take care of some of these opportunities, it's going to come back and bite you at the end. And the second half was miserable.
They always seem to play one half, and
they
I don't
do.
Like that.
Yeah. That
except in Miami, where they played no half.
Has to be corrected, and I'm sure Brady, with a lot of inventory from the Broncos on his show today, we'll talk a lot a bit about that, but join the whole show after the conclusion of Coach Speak. But high school action, Friday night, we were so fortunate to be out at Canvas Stadium with, we're going to call it the Canvas Clash, with Fort Collins first taking on the Sabercats of Fossil Ridge, and of course, those schools within a couple of miles of each other. What a rivalry. And then the West Side, Rocky Mountain versus Pooter. That wasn't near the exciting game that the first one was, but we'll talk about the first one as Fort Collins, who's been a little snake bit their first six games, had a chance to actually win three of the games, but they were winless. They go to take on the Sabercats, who were 3-3 and getting better each week. Fossil Ridge has a lot of offensive weapons, but the Lampkins come out on top 34-31 on a Lopez winning field goal at the end. And Levi Hermson, our player of the game that night, had a terrific game, and it was just fun being out at Canvas Stadium. I will say Canvas Stadium, just to be out there for high school action, was a thrill, and the Rams are lucky to have such a great stadium. But what's going on with CSU? 17-0 lead early, and they come back and they have a total collapse. And I know Kevin Lytle has some great articles in the Coloradoan about that, and he'll be talking with Brady this week about CSU football. But they too had a chance to get a win and did not. And then our friends up in Boulder, the Buffs, they get a winning field goal at the end of the game to win 27-20, or I think it was 30-27. But I guess after the game, Coach Sanders was not a happy camper. He felt that his guys just did not perform well. And first time we've really seen Dion somewhat angry, and to be angry after a win. And he says, I'm excited to win. He says, but I am not excited how we're playing. So seems like they have a lot of corrections to make in Boulder this week, too, as they take on Stanford. And that's going to be a Friday night game. I am not a fan of Friday night college football, because that Friday night lights is for high school. But they will be taking on hosting Stanford Friday night. Hey, let's take a look at more football scores. We're going to go Saturday first, and we heard some of these scores on the broadcast. Of course, Friday we will repeat some of those, but Saturday action, Loveland Red Wolves thought this would be a little more dominating game. They beat Grand Junction Central 34-23, but somewhat of an important win for them. Looks like it's it's going to be Loveland Windsor in that conference coming down to that matchup later on. Wanted to get in touch with Coach Alamon out at Highland, was unable to, but it looks like they ended up with a 4-1. They were on the winning end, but don't know what's going on with Sheridan High School football program, and it seems like they actually may not have played that game, but get credit for the win. We want to, if anybody has information on that, hey, please text us at the Mosier Funeral and Cremation text line. You can text us at 888-530-0043. Anybody knowing about the Highland football situation would love to hear from you. And they were coming off their first win over Estes Park and want to see how that's going on. Dayspring Christian Academy on the losing end of Akron. The Rams get Dayspring 34-20. Other local action, Fort Morgan with a big, impressive win over Lincoln, 42-0. Frederick defeats Niwot, 42-14. Brighton's having a nice year, and they defeat Mullen defeated Brighton 41-32, but the Bulldogs, much improved football program. Let's take a look at some other scores over the weekend. Friday night, D'Eveland over Bennett 49-40. Arvada West, this is one of the schools that Fossil Ridge had beaten earlier. Seemed like that was going to be a turnaround game for the Sabercats. Arvada West all over Lakewood, 49-8. And, of course, we mentioned the Fort Collins Lampkins over Fossil Ridge, 34-31 on a game-ending winning field goal. Pine Creek in 5A action. Pine Creek, a highly touted, currently ranked number 2, just behind Cherry Creek. They travel to Regis to take on another top 10 ranked team, and Pine Creek edges Regis 21-17. There's going to be some really terrific, when you get to the quarterfinals and semifinals in 5A, there's going to be some outstanding teams involved in that. Here's the shocker, probably, of Friday night. And we're going to have Coach Bob Mock from Resurrection Christian talk about this game. But Roosevelt, with that long winning streak, they travel over a short trip, you know, from Johnstown to Loveland. But the Cougars take care of the Rough Riders 40-20. The win's not that surprising, but the domination of the game, and we want to hear more about that from Coach Mock. But they end Roosevelt's win streak and get the win 40-20. Silver Creek, struggling a little this year. They lose to Longmont 35-6. The Classical Academy, and of course, that's a team that Eaton Reds have dealt with before. They get an impressive win over Denver West, 48-7. Here in Greeley, the city rivalry, the Spartans and the Wildcats. We were anxiously awaiting that score on our broadcast the other night, and Greeley West gets their first win, and they upend Central 10-7. So there's nothing like these city rivalries. Just a lot of fun, no matter where you're at, whether it's up north here in Fort Collins, here in Greeley, or Loveland. When schools within the city get together and play, it's just a lot of fun. Fans get involved. So exciting. Platte Valley edges Valley 28-0. And Vista Ridge, that's another team really good in the state. They have a 51-0 win over Air Academy. The Eaton Reds, here come the Reds. I'll tell you, they beat a pretty salty Fort Lupton team 43-16. They just continue to win after their 0-2 start, and they are getting it together. Estes Park, who just was somewhat, maybe call it an upset, but they were beat by Highland last week. They rebound, and they have a 58-6 win over the Pinnacle. Thompson Valley putting it together, putting it to Severance. Severance hosts Resurrection Christian. That league is, it's so hard to predict. Two upsets the last week. We're also going to have Steve Fry's assistant, Adam Bauman, the offensive coordinator, on the show later as we talk about their impressive win over Northridge Grizzlies. 0-5 going into the game, but they get that first important league win. Wellington, a huge winner over Prospect Ridge Academy. Just a total outmatched game here. Wellington 62-6. And in 4A action, 3A action, Holy Family 35 over Lutheran. Two top teams there. Teams that the likes of Rez, Roosevelt could be seen. Thompson Valley, they could be seen, one of these teams down in the playoffs. And, of course, Cherry Creek, we talked about them. Big win. They just seem to be dominant, even in 5A this year, with a 47-0 over their rival, Smoky Hill. Berthoud's undefeated. They defeat Forge Christian, formerly Faith Christian, 49-0. And Green Mountain, highly ranked in 3A as well. Huge win over their rival, Evergreen, 55-3. We're going to take a break here. We are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Rent is going through the roof, and for many people, building their own office space, shop, or house is more affordable. That's where Buildings by Design comes in. Get a hold of them at buildingsbydesign.com. Check out those great projects they have on Facebook. You will be impressed. We're going to take a break and be right back with Coach Bob Mock after these messages. Welcome back to Coach Speak. One of the best things about this program is we get to talk to high school coaches, high school athletes. Before we start with Coach Bob Mock, hey, let's talk to you about Clearwater Products, their customer appreciation barbecue. Hey, Friday the 20th, that's going to be at 11 to 2 p.m. And, of course, Clearwater, we know about their products. They can do the oil field supplies, safety supplies, industrial supplies, gas detection, hoses, valves, fittings. But check them out. Get to down to their huge, impressive storefront at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley. And but that barbecue, Friday the 20th, put it on your calendar, 11 to 2 p.m. And, of course, Coach Bob Mock with us right now after an impressive, I'm looking from the outside, dominating win over the reigning state champions, the Roosevelt Rough Riders. It had to be a fun Saturday, Sunday for you, Coach Mock. How you doing?
Great, great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I was... It was fun. I got to go watch my son play a little of his own football, so that was great.
Absolutely. Well, we were unable to, see all the stats and exactly how the game was going. And Michael Spillin and myself, we were out at Canvas covering, the Fort Collins, Rocky, Pooter, and Fossil Ridge games. But we were getting those scoring updates. And Kyle Johnson kept saying, hey, how about this one? How about this one? Because you guys started off great, seem to maintain that lead. Take us through how the game started, Coach, and just how impressive this win was.
Yeah, it was certainly a fun one. I believe our kids expected that win, going into the week, how they prepared, and then you could just see a difference in them that night. And yeah, just we wanted the ball right off of the start, and that the coin toss went our way, and we just we just talked about, hey, just keep the chains rolling. That's our goal. Just roll the chains. Don't worry about the score. And And so that's pretty much what the kids did, and how they executed was just simply amazing. And they kind of sent a message right off the start off that first drive. So that really set the tone.
So, Coach, did you win the toss and take the football?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, and I love that because I've seen so many teams, you know, defer seems to be the big trend. You know, you win the toss, everybody defers thinking, well, we'll get the ball for sure first, second half. But I love it when teams have that confidence in their offense. Hey, if we win the toss, let's just take it and score early and put the opponents, you know, in that hole a little bit. So how'd you score that first touchdown, Coach?
Same, just running the football. You know, that's our, you know, most people know that's the deal when you play us. And it just depends on whether we execute or not, you know, and our kids did. So, yeah, we just ran the ball, and then on a nice Sam Johnson finished it off with a nice little shovel pass, somewhere inside the 10-yard line, and just got the crowd was electric. It was, even Roosevelt brought the fans. It was a
sure.
Electric atmosphere at RCS.
Yeah, and Roosevelt does. They do travel great. Of course, with the success they've had, you know, these past few years, they've gained a lot of support from the community. But I'm guessing that's will develop into a pretty nice rivalry. Not just this year, but in the future, just because of the proximity of the schools. And I know the location of Resurrection is actually in Loveland, but you go down the block or go down the street a mile or so, and it's Johnstown. So, hey, tell us about your run game. I know Hunter Hansen has been really solid this year, going over about 90 yards per game. And obviously, that's what you guys do is run the ball. Talk about some of your individual performances from Friday night, Coach.
Yeah, well, I'll talk about a couple of the players, but it's hard to take the time to cover every offensive lineman. But, you know, I know it's coaches speak, but, boy, the offensive line, they've been putting in the work. They're a young crew. They're starting to grow up. You know, they're an athletic crew. They're not very big. And they've been putting up the time, and it's showing. And then, you know, so athletes like, you know, Hunter Hansen, yeah, he's definitely finding his legs. He was close to 200 yards of rushing Friday night.
Well, then he's over 100 yards a game then.
So. Yeah. No, he's pouring it on, feeling good. But then, you know, our young quarterback, Jackson Pazanka, he carried a big load. And then, you know, we got Grant Appleby and Sam Johnson. You know, everybody's kind of like, well, you got to ride your horse. Well, I feel like I got four of them we can go with.
Boy, you do. And talk about Jackson Pazanka a little bit. You know, I was able to – you don't throw the ball much, but he does have four touchdown passes. And he's also, you know – over 80 yards a game rushing. So talk about his development, and he is a sophomore, correct?
Yeah, he's a sophomore and never played the position, and he is really coming around in the being able to throw the ball. He hit a big clutch touchdown pass right, I mean, maybe with less than 30 seconds left before halftime going into the locker room. You know, we're hitting it pretty heavy at practice. Yeah, he's got the arm strength. So yeah, he's really developed, and his run game is really solid. So he's coming along, super excited for his future and his growth.
Well, you know, and that to me is unusual too, because you've coached high school football for a while. You probably have gotten a lot of kids that have played quarterback up through youth league, middle school, and then in high school. It maybe if they're going to be on the field, they need to change positions. You know, that there's too many quarterbacks. But here's a kid that hasn't played quarterback that you've changed his position to quarterback. Tell us the reason. Obviously, very athletic and run the ball. But tell us what you noticed in Jackson to say, you know, this kid's going to be our quarterback.
Yeah, going back a little bit, he reminds me some flashes of Mr. Eddie Lemos. So, when we converted him to quarterback, and that transition obviously worked out pretty well. But Jackson, I think for his age as a sophomore, what really caught my eye was his ability to, you know, just hang in there, the confidence, and then the leadership. You know, he'll be the first one to step up and speak with the team, and you know, so it's his leadership. So that really gave me confidence in his ability to throw a young athlete out there and kind of just learn on the fly.
Well, Coach, that's terrific. And I know you guys had a lot of confidence going in. I think people listening to our program right now, they kind of probably wondered, where is this resurrection team? You're non-league game. You had a game that wasn't able to play. You missed out on a game, you know, with that out-of-state team, I guess, not coming back this year. Then you traveled to Buffalo, Wyoming, who you guys had defeated a year ago. But you go to Buffalo, Wyoming. Now, I'm reading this on Max Prep, so I am totally unaware. But it says you lost 20-0 in overtime. How does that happen? Or did that happen?
No. It was a 20-0 win on their part. Good solid physical football team, but we just didn't take care of us.
Okay. You know? So that's something that needs to be corrected on the site. But yeah, you guys come back and you took a great advantage of your bye week. I'm thinking after, or did you play Sand Creek? When was your bye, Coach?
No, we had a bye, and then we went to Florida to play the team from South Carolina, and then we came back and played Sand Creek. But we did have a bye week in there, which, you know, gave us an opportunity to really dig down and dig into who we are instead of so much worrying about others, and it really helped.
Well, 40-20 win and 20 points. I'm impressed defensively that whoever holds the Rough Riders to 20 points, kudos to you guys. So let's talk about your defense and what kind of things did you do to contain the likes of Xavier Ramirez and Bronco Harston?
Well, yeah, no, our defense is, truthfully, they've carried us all year. And you know, even in that Buffalo game, it was 6-0 at half, and, you know, we couldn't move the ball. So I can't speak highly enough about Coach Rux, our defensive coordinator, and Coach Essex and the game plans that they put together weekly. And, that was no easy task for sure. I mean, when you see them live and Xavier, how he runs the ball, and then Bronco, you know, being able to do what he does, it's a tough task. And, you know, I think what really helped us is, once again, it was just the confidence of the start of the game and then us putting together drives. And then it just really let our defense cut loose and just go after him, you know. So it was great.
Any standouts? I know it's a team defense, but anybody in particular have a star-driven game?
You know, Grant Appleby, you know, you hear his name all the time, but he's a steady dude on there. You know, Will Reeves had a great game. When the defense this year, they're really focused on team effort, running to the ball all the time, and it's showing up. So it's really hard to tell because they're all just flying to the ball, which is great to see.
Well, and you mentioned Grant Appleby a couple times. There's a reason for this. This kid's like the Swiss Army knife. It doesn't matter where you put him on either side of the ball, he can get it done. He's just a terrific athlete, terrific football player, and a terrific kid.
Yeah, that's the bigger part about Grant is he's just such a solid young man. It's, you know, if you have a young child yourself, you know, especially like I have my son, I'm like, hey, I hope he turns out like Grant Appleby, you know. So that says it right there. But, yeah, he does everything for us. I mean, he's just that all-around guy that can play anywhere. I mean, he returns kicks. He returns punts. I mean, you labeled it real well there. He's a Swiss Army knife.
And Coach, talk about – I know you guys go to Severance this week, but this league, it's – first of all, it is the best 3A football league in the state. I don't think there's any debate about that. But to see what happened last week, Thursday night, Mountain View goes to Northridge, undefeated Northridge, winless Mountain View, and guess what? Mountain View takes care of the Grizzlies. You guys, not as big a differential, obviously, in record or anything like that, but Roosevelt, defending state champions, you take care of them first week in league. How is it to play in a league just every week there's a great opponent?
Yeah, well, it from a coaching perspective, it's challenging. It's tough. I mean, it's fun, but I mean, you don't get much sleep.
No.
I mean, you every week, it's, you know, you have to put that win or a loss behind you immediately. Or if you carry that over, you're going to be in trouble that next week. And so that's what we are charged for this week for coaches, is to refocus, reground our team and just make it about us this week, eliminate the distractions and get to work. And if we don't, it won't turn out for us well.
Now, that was your homecoming as well, right?
Yes.
Well, see, you got that over with, so no homecoming distractions. You know, kudos to you for, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on during that week, you know, for your kids outside of football, and for them to have that focus and that, you know, just that grittiness and great practices to be ready to, you know, take care of the Rough Riders. That has to be commended, and I know moving forward you're going to try to do the same thing you know, mentally with your guys.
Yeah, it was a fun week, but once again, I'll give the credit to the players. That's why I believe they expected to win, because they had some fun with homecoming week and the festivities, but it really wasn't about that for them. It was about business, and you could tell all week that that's what they were concerned about, what mattered most. But then yet they were able to sprinkle in a little fun. So yeah, that would be the plan, to repeat that same focus week after week and just see how the cards fall.
Well, Coach, congratulations again. And I know you're going to have a lot of battles continue down the league, but I know we'll see you in the playoffs as well.
All right. Thanks, Coach, for having me.
All right. That is Bob Mock, the head football coach of Resurrection Christian. And, of course, their impressive win over defending state champions, the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Hey, if you've been injured on the job, maybe not serious enough to have surgery, but make that pain go away at Proactive. Visit our friends in Eaton or Greeley at Proactive and online at proactivecolorado.com. We're going to be back with the offensive coordinator from Mountain View after this. Welcome back to Coach Speak. Hey, if you're in need of some insurance, or hey, maybe your rates have gone up and time to look around, visit our friends at LSI Insurance Brokers for home, auto, business, and life, independent agency, and they are able to shop rates and coverages from dozens of different A-rated carriers. They are family-owned and operated with three locations, Windsor, Greeley, and Brighton. Call and ask for Casey or Robin, and give them a shout at 970-674-1151. LSI prides themselves in being able to service all of their clients without a third-party contact. Well, we went over some scores, and of course, last Thursday, Mountain View, they went to Northridge, to 5-0 Northridge, and they just took care of business, and with an impressive opening league win. And with us is offensive coordinator Adam Bauman. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Bruce. How about you?
I'm doing really good. And what a Thursday night game is. It gives you guys a chance, number one, to catch your breath a little bit, maybe go watch some games or just get away from it for a day or so. But, Coach, I know it's a struggle when you start off 0-5, and you know that some things are within those kids and they can play better. And all of a sudden, it comes together against a Northridge team that's 5-0. How excited were your guys after that game?
Very excited. We were so just happy for the kids to see some smiling faces and the energy and all of that. I think for some of the staff, it was a mixture of a sigh of relief and excitement, but. Those kids were just so excited. So it was awesome to see that.
Well, and I know coaches are always the first to say, hey, we're so happy for our kids and this and that. But, you know, being a coach, I'm going to say I'm happy for you coaches because that is, you know, it's stressful. There's those times when, you know, you think you got this and it just doesn't happen. And I was able to actually see a couple of winless teams and it put a smile on my face. You guys were able to get a win. Coach Yim over at Fort Collins, who's come so close, was able. They were 0-6. They were able to get a win over their rivals, the Sabercats from Fossil Ridge. But, hey, being the coordinator for Coach Fry, tell us some of the strengths of Coach Fry. We've had him on before. Terrific guy, knowledgeable football man, and deserves better than, you know, what that record shows. But tell us what it's like just being able to work for a coach like Steve Fry.
No, it's awesome. I mean, he is bringing the energy each and every day. I mean, that dude, I don't think he even needs coffee. He is just always wired up. And the best part is just the care he has for the kids. You know, he wants to win because he's a competitor, but he also wants to win because he loves his kids a lot, and he wants to give them success too. So no, it's definitely been a pleasure that thus far.
He's terrific. Coach, take us back to Thursday night and just how you guys played and some of the guys that just some of your players that maybe stood out a little bit but made such an impact on that game.
For sure, yeah. I mean, it always helps us offensively when our defense comes up with a turnover pretty much the first play of the game and set us up in plus territory. Our back, Keegan Ammons, I think he played his best game. The second half, he just got stronger and stronger. Our QB made some incredible read that's Bergenroth. Great balls, great reads, O-line, you know, took care of the business all night. It was really the execution that made play calling, you know, a lot easier when they're just doing everything right. It kind of opens up the play calls, and you know, I'm able to call them free because I'm trusting the execution. So
absolutely. Hey, talk about Keegan Ammons. Is it Ammons or Ammons?
I've heard both.
Okay.
We're
going to go with Keegan, Coach. We're going to go with Keegan. But, hey, he's averaging, you know, over 85 yards a game. Tell us about his strengths as a running back. Is it power? Is he just quick on his feet? What are some of the strengths that Keegan brings to the table?
I'd say his biggest strength is strength. He is a very strong, low center of gravity kid. His vision has came a long way too. His breakaway speed, it isn't stellar, but I mean he can turn that corner and turn him on. And really, but between strength and competitiveness, and just the downhill running, I mean he's competing on every run. I'm not sure if one guy has brought him down all year. So when you're putting the pressure on the tacklers, that sets us up well.
Absolutely. And Bergenroth, the senior, experienced kid, has 5 touchdown throws through the year. Seems like he just kind of got it and brought it together and had a terrific game last Thursday.
Yeah, this has been, you know, it's a brand new offense. It's new terminology. all of that. So it took him a little bit of time to really get his mind around, you know, all of the calls and kind of our identity as an offense. But it's really starting to click for him. And at that position, it starts with the head and the brain. So now that has clicked in, now he's, you know, able to turn the brain off post snap and just be instinctual, which is where he's best. So I'm positive that we have not seen his best yet, which is it's great for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And coach, when we talk about Mountain View football and your league, this league's crazy good. I mean, it's so good. Coming off a win against the Grizzlies, and now, boy, does it get easy. All you have to do now is turn around and play Thompson Valley, your rival, and they've had an outstanding season as well. But I was trying to, you know, just sit down and look at this league and say, okay, if you're going to rank them one through whatever and predict the outcome of the winner of the league, I would have no clue where to start at.
Me either, yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of where we're at too. Like to us, yeah, I know the slow start. We are in week two now. We kind of view it as we got to wash away the first five. And now with league play, it's like a brand new season, and our goal is to just go 1-0, each week now.
Absolutely. Well, if you look at the current standings, I know we've only played a week, but you have teams like Roosevelt, Northridge. Yeah. Severance, all on the losing end with you guys, Resurrection and Thompson Valley on the winning end. So there's going to be so much happen during the remainder of this season. But coach, hey, just wanted to say congratulations. Number one, great win, and give our kudos to Coach Steve Fry, too. For those of you saying, well, why isn't Steve on that? Well, he has a teaching position that has a class right now, and we were so excited to be able to hook up with you as well this morning. But best of luck, and I know you guys are going to have a great remaining of the season, an exciting season with this league, and you're going to give people plenty to talk about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. That is Coach Matt Bauman, offensive coordinator at Mountain View. And, boy, what an exciting week for those guys and a lot of fun. Hey, if your car needs a little help, maybe with not just transmission, but brakes, tune-ups, whatever, get a hold of our friends at AMCO of Fort Collins and Loveland. They will do everything they can to help your vehicle, and they'll get it right the first time. You won't have to get it home, say, oh, this wasn't taken care of. They will get it right the first time. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. We will be back to wrap up Coach Speak after these messages. Welcome back to Coach Speak. I want to thank A&W of Eaton. Man, get that Papa Burger, those fries. It was all white meat chicken tenders. And, of course, you can never go wrong with that root beer freeze. But visit our friends out at A&W in Eaton. And along with a lot of football, obviously, we talked about, we'll be able to talk the rest of this week. A lot of softball going on, regional softball playoffs starting this week as well. But a lot of interest right now in baseball playoffs. And as we wrap up the program, today the Phillies, they've already traveled to the Braves. They surprised Atlanta, and they have that 1-0 lead. And this is a series that is just best of five, so look out for those Phillies, defending world champions. The surprise the other day in Game 2 tonight, the Diamondbacks are at the Dodgers, and they kind of surprised the Dodgers somewhat, and they have a 1-0 lead in this short best-of-five series as well. Other games tomorrow, Astros and Twins, Orioles and Rangers. Boy, Orioles, after their terrific season, they trail 2-0. Great having our high school guys on today, Northern Colorado. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.